Welcome along to this week's edition of Trots Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. We had a lot of history being made this past week.
We sure have. And let's start on Ignatius with the Tuesday just gone. He's won another heat of the Breeders' Crown there at Tabcorp Park, Benengle.
Yes, creating another record-breaking performance. He smashed the track record and the Australian three-year-old record over the 2,300 metres at Menangle on Tuesday afternoon, went 153.5 for that over that distance, and his sectionals were just unbelievable. He led all the way. He ran a lead time of 48.1, which is, you know, free-for-all time, Simon, and then first quarter was 29.6, then every other quarter was in 28, so 28.5, 28, and 28 again. So, yeah, really strong performance. He's won now 15 of his 16 starts, and it's a bit scary what this horse can actually do. You know, we saw him break the track record at Penrith just a few weeks ago. He went 153 and change around there. And, you know, a horse going 155 or 156 at Penrith is huge. So to go 153, and he sat outside Pickard, was incredible. So, yeah, really excited to watch this horse go through the Breeders' Crown. So just before I move on, Simon, last week I gave a horse to follow in the podcast, Miss Streisand, and she also won a Breeders' Crown heat at Menangle on Tuesday. So she was a $1.40 favourite, but she was very impressive. She won easily by over 14 metres. So it was nice to tip the winner, the listeners into that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and just on Ignatius, I mean, he's really heading the right way to becoming the next Bowtied, isn't he?
Most definitely. So as it stands, and Bowtied, you know, 16 starts in, Ignatius has a better record already. So it'll just be interesting to see, you know, after the juvenile years, how Ignatius will progress to that next stage. But he's certainly running the times to, you know, be matching it with the open class horses already.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You mentioned it's been a big week where records have been broken. And Blake Jones had a ripper of a day at Leeton last Friday, where he drove six of the eight winners.
Yes. Correct. So it was, very exciting for Blake. Not many people have achieved that feat. So in New South Wales, only four drivers in the state have achieved that before, driving six winners in one meeting. And the last time it was achieved was over 10 years ago in New South Wales. So Blake's only 29, so he's probably the youngest person to do it. But yeah, it was incredible. He's always been a really good driver, and he was he pushed his results to 99 wins for the season following that effort, and then he cracked the 100 just the other night at Wagga. So, it was a nice feat for Blake, and something I'm sure he'll remember for a long time.
I was listening to Alan Wallett. He was the race caller there, and we were watching him, and Alan had said that he was that one bloke from the 50s had done it at Leeton, and there was a chance of getting that seventh win on the card, which had never been done at Leeton before.
Yes, yeah, he was close there in the end, but unfortunately, yeah, walked away with the six winners. So no other driver Australia-wide has driven more than six winners at a race meeting before. Mm. So, yeah, he's equaled that record as well. So, great result.
Now, Bernie Hewitt, Amanda, is the king of the blues.
He sure is, Simon. He won three of the Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals at Menangle on Saturday night, and Quinella trained the Quinella in one of them. And so now he's won eight overall. So he's certainly the king of the blues. They might rename the series to the Bernie Hewitt Blue Finals, not the Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals. But, yeah, good result for him and for his connections.
Soho Tribeca, sad news here, has a fractured leg.
Yes, very sad news. So those that watched the Sunshine Sprint at Menangle, at Albion Park rather, last Saturday night would have seen that he finished about 10th, and it was later discovered that he fractured his near side foreleg. So he was only beaten 10 metres, Simon. So it's quite amazing to think, you know, he carried that injury and wasn't beaten that far. And, you know, he actually couldn't get out for most of the race either. So it was an incredible performance by the horse. And I saw an X-ray x-ray of the injury on social media, and there were four screws implanted, and Connections think he'll make a return to racing, which is fantastic. It was actually a better, you know, when they went in and operated, and it was better than what they initially thought the injury was. Mm. So he is an entire, so he does have a breeding future ahead of him as a stallion, so Connections are mindful of that. But I think the quote on social media was, bring on next year's New Zealand Cup, so maybe that's the aim for them.
Yeah, fingers crossed there for him. Now, looking at Menangle this Saturday night, there is a Group 3 for the mares on the card, the Carlos Pixel, and Don't Think Twice, who is the early equal favourite, has been scratched, Amanda, so Cherry Stride now, I would imagine, becomes the outright favourite.
Yeah, it's really, really sad to see her scratched. She's been racing in really good form without luck, and I think she was, you know, back to racing her own sex, and I think she was right in that race. And I only caught up with Jason Grimson, the trainer of Don't Think Twice, yesterday, and everything was, you know, all good with her, so... and he was quite confident as well. So, we'll have to chase up and see what happened there. Really strong race still, though. Jason Grimson has two horses left in the race, and including Village Witch, which she's produced back-to-back wins at Menangle now, and she's been quite impressive over the shorter trip. So I think she's pretty good value for the race. But, yeah, Cherry Stride, she's just been in sensational form for Kerri-Ann Turner, who's enjoying a stellar season. She's at the top of the State Trainers Premiership, and it looks like she'll walk away with her first Trainers Premiership, Simon.
Fantastic. North of the border, the Queensland Carnival continues, Amanda, and what a great program this is. Looking at the Blacks of Fake, well, we won't have Soho Tribeca there, but we do have My Field Marshal, and the Like an Atomic Red has actually come up the favourite for Saturday's Blacks of Fake at 3:30 ahead of Tactate.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic race. Atomic Red, he's got a really good record over the longer trip, and this feature race is over the 2,600 metres. So, yeah, it's interesting. Amanda Turnbull obviously usually drives Atomic Red, but she's got her own horse, Tactate, in the race. So Steve Turnbull will be driving Atomic Red. And Tactate, he was very impressive winning the Sunshine Sprint last week. You know, he worked forward, was behind the leader, and then got that run to win that feature. So, but yeah, really good race. I think there's some good value still, Simon. Like My Field Marshal, I know he finished out of the money in the Sunshine Sprint last week, but he had a mighty tough run. So with a softer run, you know, being over the 2,600 metres, there will be breathers within this race. I think he's good value, $6.50. Cruz Bromac, he was another one, finished seventh at Menangle on Saturday night, was the favourite to win the race. Obviously, he won the Len Smith Mile two starts prior to that. He wasn't beaten all that far. He was a bit disappointing, but I caught up with Kevin Pizzuto after the run, and he admitted, you know, he's just been a bit soft on the horse since the Len Smith Mile, and, you know, he'll be spot on for this week. So $6.50, Tub Fixed Odds, that's good value. Ultimate Art, he's another one. He's a tough stayer. He's been in top form. $14 the win, $3.60 the place at the moment. So I think it's a fantastic betting race.
Outside of the Blacks of Fake as well, we've got the Queensland Derby. Yeah, and Duplicator for Dean Braun's come up the favourite here over Colt 31.
Yes, he sure has. He's drawn Barrier 1, so he's got a lot of options there because they've got the sprint lane as well, so you can lead all the way or take a nice sit and hopefully just end up behind the leader. But he's been in impressive form, so particularly this season. But yeah, he's unbeaten in Australia in his five starts here. You got to take that seriously. And Dean Braun obviously wouldn't be travelling with this horse if he didn't have an opinion of him. He did win the South East Derby last week at Albion Park, so, and went 154.6, which was an impressive time. But Colt 31 as well finished second, and he's the second favourite for this race, and they're about the only two in the market.
And outside of the Derby and the Blacks of Fake, there's a couple of other feature races, the Trotters Marathon, as well as the Q-Bred Fillies Final, and the Colts and Geldings as well.
Yeah, that's right. So Trotters Marathon, we've got a few New South Wales horses. Actually, there's a lot of New South Wales horses across the whole program at Albion Park on Saturday night. But the Trotters Marathon, we've got Tough Monarch for Ricky Ulchin, certainly flying the New South Wales flag high. He's about $3 with Tab Fixed Odds. And we've also got G Up Netty, which is trained by Kerry Ann Turn, driven by Robbie Morris. That horse is the favourite at $2.40.
Right, Amanda, that's fantastic. Anything else on the agenda for us?
No, that's about it. So lots of feature racing across the country this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. Also down in Melton, they've got a few feature races, including a couple of the Tatlow Stakes races for fillies and colts, and one filly going around is CC Ambro. She's a New South Wales filly, so keep an eye on her. That's race 4 at Melton on Saturday night in the Tatlow. I think she'll run a good race.
Thanks very much for your help, Amanda, and enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Good weekend of racing coming up, so can't wait to sit down and watch it all unfold.
Catch you next week, Amanda.